Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
On these,
yeah,
sites.
I think it does too.
It doesn't sound bad.
We don't sound like we're in.
Sounds good.
Doesn't sound like we're in some empty bedroom in your house.
You know who makes it sound good? The producer. That's all the hard work right here.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Producer does...
Are we testing the mics or what?
Yeah, we're on.
Test.
Jeff sucks. Jeff sucks.
No, guys, we're on. We've been on.
Yeah, but I like to hear Roach test it.
I didn't get a thumbs up again.
Okay, here's your thumbs up. Let's go around. I think we do need to introduce ourselves.
Yeah,
I
that was one of the
nice.
Hold on. We're recording us testing the mics.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
This is good audio.
It's a great podcast.
All right, let's go. Let's get some introductions. I'm Josh, the producer. I'm the one who makes this show happen.
I'm Stubb.
I'm Ryan.
The diabetic.
That was a stupid name, too. Who came up with
that? Well, he talks about it every hour.
That's the producer who does all the work.
He brings it up every episode. Oh, I just happen to be a diabetic.
So then it's not necessary to put I'm the Stubb the diabetic because he says it every time.
Well, we got through 60%.
Well, you're grumpy
of the
every episode, and we made you the grumpy old man.
You're a grumpy old man.
I'm not grumpy, you're already bitching.
Everybody's a little chippy this morning.
And there's the millennial.
Well, first of all, we were.
Hey. The millennial was only 7 minutes late today.
Oh, that's one thing, I guess.
And we lost an hour, so...
That's right.
As Josh said earlier, I'm 51 minutes early.
I'd like to talk about that today on the podcast. Why do we even do daylight savings
finish the intros?
Well, first, what intro? I don't understand.
Who are you? Just say your names.
Why didn't we do a test? Why didn't we do a mic test? And then, you know, we're doing mic tests on the air on a... On the air, whatever that means.
All right, I'll do the intro. That was Jeff, the grumpy old man, who's yelling about why we do things the way we do. And last but not least, we've got...
Roach.
Just Roach.
Yeah, see, a grumpy old man is dissing totally on the producer right now. You are getting slammed. No comment.
That's all right. Hey, what are you going to do?
That's all he does. He's a grumpy old man. He slams everybody all the time.
Does the check still cash? I'm fine.
Yeah. Here, let me give that to you. Did you hear that sound over the air? The sound of nothing? That's
what
you just
got.
Right
now.
Yeah, why do we do daylight saving times? That's a good question. Anybody know?
Didn't we originally do it? Wasn't it for farmers or something?
Yeah, it was Ben Franklin.
Was it?
Yeah, Ben Franklin came up with it.
For what? Why?
Is that for farmers? More time for farmers.
Hold on, we're just going to trust that he knows what he's talking about.
Is that true?
Somebody Google it.
He's smarter than us, so yeah, I'm going
to
trust.
Not that that's a very high bar
and
to trip
a,
over.
He's a history teacher, so,
yeah, so
he should know that.
Yeah, whatever.
He said that quickly and with authority. So I mean,
I like that.
Wait till you make it.
I don't like
you. How could you like it?
Because it's a treat in the fall when you get an extra hour. It's like
the spring sucks.
How did you feel yesterday? Today.
Didn't bother me a bit. I was the first one up in the house.
You know what? That was annoying. He was bragging about it, too.
He still
He's
thinks
like,
it's
I
an
was
hour
up first, and I was going downstairs and doing this and that.
How's it a treat? Because you get an extra hour?
Yeah. You get to stay up late that night.
Oh, that's a treat for one day. You get a treat, and then the rest of the winter, it's 4 o'clock, and it's pitch black outside.
All right, you ready?
It's dark every morning I go to work.
I solved daylight savings time. Every 2 weeks, we just fall back an hour. And then by the end of the year, you've gone around the whole clock, and you're back to normal.
Then you're normal.
So every 2 weeks, you get a little bonus hour.
I don't think we need to do it at all. Aren't there a bunch of states getting rid of it now?
Aren't there a ton of deaths due to daylight savings time, too?
How is there death?
Because when you fall back, they get an extra hour at the bar, so they're all driving home extra hammered.
Stupid.
Oh, good.
And then,
survival of the fittest. We get rid of the losers.
And then when you spring forward, people are exhausted because they lose an hour.
They say there's more accidents today. Because of that.
Ugh.
Yeah, and
people need to
during the winter, I want to kill myself because at 4 o'clock, it's dark outside.
Yeah,
it's dark every morning
horrible.
I go to work.
Hey,
matter of fact, I
don't
even like it when it's light.
Work.
If I see the sun in the morning, I hate it.
I'd rather have it be dark in the morning. When
flag
you...
the tape for that one. If I see the sun in the morning, I hate it. That's a classic statement right there.
It's true. I don't want to see it. It's dark every morning. I want to be into work before the sun comes up.
Right. But don't you want to come home and have a little sunshine?
I like, I will say I do like it. I mean, 9:30 at night every night in the summer when you
yeah, sun in the goes summer. Down.
Can we?
Yeah, at 9:30 it's great. At 9:30 when the sun goes down.
Yeah,
not at 4 o'clock when it goes down.
Yeah, well, what you gain, you lose somewhere else.
Well,
not with my plan. With my plan, you don't lose anything with my plan.
If you don't do it at all, it'll be 8:30 when the sun goes down.
Or
at the peak.
Why would it be 8:30?
Because we sprung ahead.
We sprung them ahead now.
Yes. So now.
So if we never change it now.
At 8:30, if you don't spring ahead,
we've sprung ahead. So I'm saying now we don't do anything. We don't spring back.
Well, then you will lose it in the winter somewhere else.
Can we just quickly recap the things that Roach hates? The sun, winning the lottery, and old people.
Yeah.
I stand by all of them.
Did you see his cartoon?
I did see his cartoon.
Old people just look bored to him.
You know who did those cartoons?
The producer.
The producer.
Okay. I like the cartoons, though. I do like those.
Never met the guy. Who is he?
He's
a real jerk.
You know what? We're talking about these cartoons like people know what we're talking about because nobody's listening to this show.
They're following us on Facebook.
No one's following us on Facebook.
We got followers.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Instagram, hundreds. Twitter. It's at Four Fat Guys Show.
That's Twitter, right?
That's Twitter and Instagram. Facebook,
okay.
We got a page, Four Fat Guys Show. You can email us. We got fourfatguysshow.com. We're everywhere.
No.
We're everywhere.
Mom has not even listened to this show.
I asked her yesterday if she listened to it, and she said, the only comment she gave was, I heard what you said about your father.
Oh, that's because I told her.
Yeah. Do you know what I said about it?
No, I don't remember this comment.
So, I don't know. We must have been talking about diabetes, of course.
Shocker.
Yeah. We were talking about diabetes, and I think Jeff said, well, Dad, our father, who has diabetes, he's 75 years old, eats whatever he wants. He doesn't care. And I said, yeah, well, he's almost dead.
Oh, that didn't go over well, I'm sure.
They didn't care. They weren't too upset.
They realize it.
Grandma also said that she listened. We said, how much did you listen to? And she said, oh, a little bit. And then my wife goes, yeah, I played her like 15 seconds.
Well, Grandma B listened to about 30 seconds of it and said it sucked.
Okay. Well,
she said in the first 30 seconds she didn't get what it was about.
I don't even think it was 30 seconds she listened
to it. We need to start being nicer to millennials because they're the only ones that are going to listen to it.
But wait, really, by that logic, though, that means that like every movie that comes out, opening scene, it should be like, this is what the movie's about. Just explain it right to
you. Exactly.
Because you can't sit through and try and figure it out.
So Grandma B is not going to listen to us.
Yeah,
we'll be okay.
I listen to all the shows, and they're all right.
Rave review from one of the four fat guys.
Now they're ringing the doors.
Yeah.
Hey, check us out. We're all right.
Hey, what do we have? 250 listens?
Yeah.
That sucks.
They came out Wednesday.
Oh, come on.
It is only been. Give it some time.
It's been like 3 days.
Give it time.
You got to be fair.
Listen. You can need to keep your mouth shut. You've done nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Roach doesn't even have Facebook. He doesn't have.
I don't like it.
Instagram. Nah. Doesn't have. Do you have iTunes?
No.
And the only positive comment we've gotten from your sister-in-law was about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Roach got a positive comment from her.
I didn't hear this.
Well, you're not going to hear it now either. We're on air.
What was it? His sexy radio voice?
No, she liked the one about
where he zinged me.
Where he zinged Jeff.
Where he picked on an old fella. That's what she liked.
About cutting off. It was about going on vacation. I don't even remember.
It was one of those stupid questions we get about cutting off fingers or something.
Was it a Roach's rant or something?
No, it was
the one Roach's rant.
It was a cutting off fingers one.
It was a cutting off fingers or sending somebody you hate on a $5,000 vacation or something. And he said, Jeff's going on vacation.
You know how many people would send him on vacation?
I'm I'm more than happy to go.
There's probably three or four of us in this room.
More than happy to oblige.
Are we going to get a Roach's rant this week?
No.
Wait, he had a topic, though.
That was
Roach
a joke.
Roach had a topic.
He did have a topic.
I do have a topic.
All right, Roach, what's been on your mind this week?
Are you sure we haven't done this one already?
No, we haven't done this one.
Oh, what is, it's going to be stupid.
Producer, are you taking notes? Because
I have a list here.
Eventually, people are going to go, didn't we hear this show last week?
Yeah, we'll be playing the same show over and over again. And you know what? If we ask these same stupid questions that we ask every week, I would probably be on a different side every other week. I don't even remember what I say.
Me too.
Okay, here's my question. If you could pick anyone in history that you could be, who would you want to be? Now, I'll tell you mine. My first off.
Oh, wait. No. Can I tell you yours?
You won't know mine.
Yeah. Tell you guys.
Bill Cowher.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger.
No. Nothing Franco to do with Harris. Sports.
Terry Bradshaw.
Nothing to do with sports.
Lynn Swan.
Okay. First thought was George Washington.
Stupid.
But then I realized if I could be anybody, what about George Clooney? Because that's a good life. I don't have to work.
He works.
He's an actor. We're working now, too. Like, come on. He's not working. He's doing cappuccino commercials and making a boatload of money.
I did mention that he's doing a cappuccino commercial. What's going wrong with George Clooney? Why is he doing that?
A lot of George money. That's
Clooney's
what.
Okay. I don't think he's.
That's a great commercial. He's in the car with the band.
Isn't he done doing movies, too?
A lot of big stars have started doing commercials. It's kind of become okay.
It's an easy way to make money. I mean,
just you make easy money. For how long is he in that commercial?
Probably worked for a day?
Yeah.
And he probably made a ton of money off that commercial. I haven't seen the commercial.
It's great. He's in the car with Bandit, and it's good. I liked it.
So why would you want to be George Clooney? There's a lot of guys like that.
I had to pick one. There you go.
See, if I was picking an actor, it'd be a lesser known actor. Somebody that could maybe.
Hold on. What?
Yeah,
I want to be rich.
Because, you don't think a lesser-known actor.
How
is
lesser?
Rich?
You want to be like B-list, C-list?
How much do they make?
Not enough.
I mean, more than we do.
Okay. All right. They make money, but they can go to the supermarket without everybody going nuts about it.
Supermarket's overrated. Even a C-list actor can go to the supermarket.
Hold on. My question is, why do you still want to go to grocery shopping?
Yeah, you got somebody to do that.
You can be anyone in history. You could totally change your life, and you want to make sure you can still go into Tops?
You don't think? Well, I won't be an actor. I just said if I had to pick an actor.
Okay.
George Clooney, every once in a while, he wants to get out, doesn't he? How's he going out? He can't even walk out his door because there's paparazzi all over the place.
That sucks.
He goes out his door quite frequently, so.
See, I would
he
be
figures
good
it out.
He might like that.
You would have everything you'd want there. What do I got to go out for?
Yeah, you.
I don't like going
you
out now.
You live this life because you think he doesn't work. He does 100 times more than you do all day.
He's an actor. Come
and
on.
You know why Roach couldn't be George Clooney? A lot of humanitarian work.
I wouldn't do that.
No way.
I'm not saying I would do his life exactly. I would change some stuff.
You might have to actually do work for somebody over 70.
You'd have to care about people.
I'm not doing work for anybody over 70.
So wait, Roach wants to quantum leap into George Clooney, but like after he's already done all the hard part.
Yeah.
He just wants to jump in at like George Clooney right around 45 or 50.
Yeah,
and
got the money,
coast.
And then I can coast out.
Yeah. He becomes
it's like early retirement.
He becomes Clooney, and some charity calls him and says, "Hey, George, about that donation you were going to give us." And he's like, "Nope, hate you guys. Hope y'all die."
You guys are all you guys are thinking of the wrong person to be.
Okay, who are you going to be?
Here we go.
Mine would be someone, I don't even know a name, but this person would have been bequeathed money, huge amounts of money.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
thing. That nobody
knows.
I could have my house in the middle of the woods. I could get my freaking big bed in my bedroom.
But how are you going to be that person?
Yeah, you're not
picking
a person. You're picking
nobody
to be rich.
I'll find
different.
Somebody like that.
You're picking to be rich. That's who you're picking.
No, yes, I'm picking to be rich and anonymous. That's what I'm picking.
Well, all right, let's make it. You have to pick a famous person.
Oh.
You got to name a name.
Name a name of a famous
person. It has to be someone you can name.
You would be.
Yeah, how can you jump into the body of someone you can't even come up with?
I can figure out Johnny Blowhard. There you go. I'm sure there's a Johnny Blowout.
That would be a great name for you.
Please don't Google. Please do not Google.
I'm sure there's a Johnny Blowhard out there that got some money somewhere.
Isn't that your middle name?
I repeat, we are not actually fat guy porn. Not fat guy porn.
We've had to clarify that a disturbing number of times.
Yeah. Well, why would he pick up that name?
If you're picking up...
That's the first name that came to my head. I'm looking at a bunch of blowhards.
Johnny Blowhard. Johnny, too.
I think we got to pick a famous person. You got to pick a famous person you'd want
to
pick.
Why do you have to pick a famous person?
Because that's his thing.
You have
that's
to pick someone
saying.
You know who it is. You can't
pick
just
a famous
do
person.
Research and find some hermit that's millionaire and pick him. You got to pick somebody you know who
I
it
would
is.
Be okay if he could name a name. If he could name a name,
yeah, I just named a name.
Johnny Blowhard.
Johnny Blowhard.
Well, you're not going to be rich, and you're probably going to be in the underbelly of the porn industry.
there are probably a lot of Johnny Blowhards out there, but you wouldn't want to be them, I'm sure.
I'm not sure who I would pick. I'm trying to think who I would pick.
What constitutes famous?
If you know who they are.
Famous is...
Well, what do you mean? I mean, you could probably name names that some people wouldn't know who they are. There are
we
people
all
that don't
know who they
know who
are.
There's like, people that don't know who George Clooney is.
Everybody in this room knows who George Clooney and George Washington
is. So it's
got
to be somebody that everybody in this room knows who
that's
they
what
are.
I'm saying.
Oh, is there any chance?
I mean, the people who are listening to this show, yeah, it'd be nice if all five of us knew.
Is there any chance that somebody listening to the show right now is thinking, I want to be one of the four fat guys?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
That's probably the trouble. They're like, which one do I pick?
It's
I can
hard.
Only be one of them?
It's hard.
Well, it's not Stubb. He's a diabetic. It's not Roach because he hates people too much.
I had pizza and wings last night. I had, can I name restaurants? I had Zambistro's the other night.
We've named Zambistro's before. We got in trouble for naming things.
Yeah. It's hard to do this podcast now. But I had Zambistro's, I had wings. I'm going to a play tonight or a musical, whatever.
Have you checked your sugar levels? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
What musical are you going to?
Something Rotten.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Shays.
Oh, you got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, the show's at 2 o'clock. I'm leaving here. I'm going there.
At 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'd rather get poked in the eye with something sharp 3 or 4 times, wouldn't you, Roach?
Yeah, like by 6 o'clock, I am in depression about going to work the next day.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Absolutely. I wake up on Sunday and I'm in depression about going to work the next day because I know that it's just ticking. It's a doomsday clock.
I go to bed early.
I can usually make it till about noon. Once I eat lunch on Sunday, then it's like, oh, I've got a final meal.
Uh-huh.
Last meal, and then it's back to it tomorrow.
Wait till this is our full time job. Then we won't feel like that anymore. We'll be feeling good.
You know when this will get popular? When I retire, and then I'll be pissed.
No, you actually think it'll get popular when you retire?
No,
this is never getting popular.
You know what would happen if it got popular after he retired? He'd quit because he'd say, "I don't need the money. Yeah. I don't."
Same as the
it's not important.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be mad about it.
Wait a minute now. He just compared this to George Clooney not working. He said this isn't work, so
this
he's got no excuse.
I could do this.
This is what we'll be doing. A couple of years. This will be our full-time gig.
So you know what happens to me on vacations? Like the first few days, I think, all right, I got the whole week. Then by like Wednesday, I'm like, oh, man, I'm halfway through the week, 3 more days. Kind of ruins the vacation.
Yeah, you mean that annoying part when we're on vacation and you say it's over
when we go
on Wednesday
week and it's that's not a couple days into
it's the first
that's
day.
The first day on the way, he's like, "Oh man, we're almost done."
Well, it started now. It's going to be over
it's
soon.
Almost over.
The dread does start to creep in though. It's just like
see.
I bet it won't for him though soon because once you retire, what do you care?
I won't care then.
You go on vacation.
I'm not retired yet.
Yeah, well.
He might just decide to stay a few extra days and get a ride back himself.
That's possible.
You could do that.
I'd like that. Then I don't got to ride home with him.
What does it matter to you? You're sleeping the whole way.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not allowed to. You guys wake me up every time.
Why are you not allowed to?
I don't know.
Why are you not allowed to? I want you to answer the question.
Stupid rules?
No. Answer the question.
Why can't you?
I snore?
Yes. And you don't snore lightly. You snore obnoxiously.
Hey, you know what my wife brought up too that we haven't talked about yet on the podcast? When he hiccups.
I don't do that anymore.
Why don't you?
You haven't in a while.
His hiccup is, he literally says, hiccup?
It's like a cartoon character
that did that before. Yeah, it's he literally yells out
in his sleep. In his sleep, yes. You know? And yes. I just want to stomp on his head when he does that.
I don't do that anymore. I haven't done that in years.
Well, where was that from? Then
I don't know. I don't like. I'm probably nervous about sleeping with people can hear me. I don't know. Oh. I didn't like this guy.
Oh, well. Anyways, we haven't picked our famous people. I don't know who I would want to be. I think
I don't like the even. It's got to be someone everyone knows. Is that what you're saying? That's what you
got to name a name.
Yes.
No, I can name lots of names, but not everyone might
Everyone know. Needs to know them. So it can't be, you know.
It can't be Johnny Blowhard.
It can't be a millennial or someone that I don't know either. It's got to be
Roach
someone.
Roach knows no millennials.
He's like, it can't be a millennial, one of those, any one of them.
That new generation came along and Roach is like, I'm done learning people's names.
All of those 30 and unders, I don't know any of them.
I'll go with Terry Pegula.
That's a good life. Why? He's rich.
We'll give you that.
That's pretty good. Why?
You guys all know him.
Why why stop there, though? Why not Bill Gates?
Bill Gates, way more known. Terry Pegula can walk around anywhere. Nobody's going to know him. Except for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? So when I'm in Terry Buffalo, Pegula. I got to deal with people. When I'm not, I don't.
Terry Pegula is the owner of the Buffalo Sabres. And
he's
the
got
Buffalo
a lot of money.
He has a few bucks, that's for sure.
His wife's not bad either.
Yeah.
Wow. Immediately got to go there?
Well, I mean, hey, that's an extra benefit for being Terry Pegula.
He's got money. He can crush the show.
He could support the show. Maybe he listens.
Yeah, maybe he listens.
How about,
that's what he's doing.
Let's go.
No, I'm not even going to ask Terry because no.
Why? Come on.
We could be the official podcast of the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres and
we could
the Buffalo
be.
Bills.
We are not right now the official podcast of anyone.
Nor will we ever be.
So I got mine out. Mine's
I think
out.
That's not a bad one.
No, that's not bad. I'd take that.
I'm thinking something on the music line.
It's way better than George Clooney.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I agree with that.
I disagree with that.
I make your argument.
Clooney's good looking.
So? What does it matter? You got $4 billion. You're good looking when you got $4
billion. Money does seem to make people a little more attractive.
Well, I came up with Clooney because I thought about being George Washington. Then I thought, that's a lot of work. I don't want to do that my whole life.
I don't know why you think George Clooney's not doing a lot of work.
Agree. He's acting. Come on.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my. I don't know if he knows what goes into acting.
I've seen comedians that did acting and are like, yeah, this isn't real work. That's why I got into it.
I think he's
I guess we won't get any sponsor from any actors.
No.
Well, listen, Roach will learn when we launch the first season of the Four Fat Guys TV show. Yeah, he'll figure it out.
I mean,
I'm
sure
he won't do anything.
No, he'll just show up.
On the podcast. He does nothing. He will do nothing if we...
It's like Man Week.
It is like
Everybody has a job at Man Week, except Roach.
Roach.
He's
His
got
job
no job.
Is to sit on
I had a
couch
job
with food.
I had to go in the lake and hook the water up. For
one
years.
Time. One time.
It was frozen freaking lake. I had to do it every
we
year.
We haven't done that in 15 years.
Hey, I earned my keep then.
So now you
guys,
never have to do a thing.
You guys
again?
Weren't pushing the ice off the lake so I could get the water in.
Again, the reason he can't be Clooney. I helped those kids once. I'm not doing it again.
No, I think I want to be some musician.
For what? And you got to do that.
Yeah, but you love it.
Do you
I
love
don't.
It? You got to do it.
Well, I would. Yeah, if I could play an instrument and I was really good, that'd be awesome.
Wait, now, but in Roach's scenario where he becomes George Clooney, he doesn't also become George Clooney mentally.
Right.
He's just Roach.
Why do I have to be a musician?
No. So what I'm saying, no, that's exactly the issue, is all of a sudden the lead guitarist of your favorite band doesn't know how to play guitar anymore.
No, I want to play guitar.
But do you
learn.
Know how? That's the thing.
No, I don't.
So you'd have to figure
it
out.
This is fantasy world we're living in here.
So
it sure is.
So all I can be is their, all I get is their mind and body. I can't really play guitar or...
No, you just, you're living in their body. That's it. Because that's what Roach got. Roach
I can't be a musician. He can't be George Clooney because he can't
act. Well, he can the way he wants to, where George Clooney stops acting and just lives in his house.
I could do the cappuccino commercial.
The cappuccino
commercial. I could do that.
There's one job in a cappuccino commercial. Hey. It's got to be able to say cappuccino.
Flag that. That's
got to go. Oh, cappuccino.
That's got to go on the cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants a cappuccino.
George, you had one job. Get the product name right.
I get lots of takes. I'm George Clooney. I can do it a million times.
Well, by this logic, none of us could be any of the people.
Yeah, right. Can't use that logic. We gotta jump in and we are that person.
You saying you couldn't be Pagula?
No, how could I be Pagula?
He doesn't know the business end of things. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have that knowledge. Yeah.
What my cartoon say? I'm so stupid I don't even know it.
you can hire a bad coach, too. It's not that hard.
Roach thinks that all Terry Pegula does is he's the owner of the Bills and Sabres. The guy has $1 billion business.
Well, you know why?
Why don't you get people to run that by now and stop working?
He's a simpleton.
He is a simpleton.
He's a simpleton.
Ryan, who are you picking?
I want to stomp his face right now.
Yeah, let's kick the shit out of him right here.
Who would I pick? That's a good question.
I'm gonna cut you off right there. We got to go get paid because Roach isn't doing any work.
Are we really getting paid right now?
Yes, we're getting paid. God, I don't.
We have commercials.
Do you know how many show notes say we still don't know what podcasts are? Now I got to type it in this one too.
How long were we talking about this subject?
We're at 26 minutes right now.
And Ryan is saying, that's a good question.
So we'll buy him a little bit more time. We'll go get paid. And then when we come back, Ryan will tell you who he wants to be.
Maybe.
Possibly, if he's thought that hard.
Cliffhanger.
So we have to do the thumbs up.
I just did the thumbs up.
Screw Roach.
All right, I'm going to put a screen up so you can't see the thumbs up, and I'll give. Jeez, I hate this stupid. I clicked it. Okay, I'm sorry. I clicked record, it was already recording, so then it unrecorded.
What?
I am so confused.
Don't worry. You guys don't even know what goes on this screen. You're just looking at the back of a computer.
I don't want to do the thumbs up to Roach. Why do we have to cater to him? He's an imbecile.
I like that. That's why we gotta,
It's because Roach likes catering.
All right, Ryan, you were gonna tell us what person from history you would be.
He was gonna tell us. He was thinking about it.
Yeah, he was been thinking about it.
Well,
for
what do you
want?
You want to be from the future?
You know who?
What person from the future would you want to be?
Well, I mean, if you pick somebody present, are they historical?
I kind of like the idea of being Stan Lee of Marvel Comics fame.
Stan Lee's a good one.
Stan Lee.
But it's just the same boat as Clooney. Everywhere he goes, he's going to have comic geeks all over him.
Well, he doesn't but they care. Love he's not a freak him. Like him.
Like they're not, you know, you're not having people screaming and jumping and, you know, all over Clooney. It's Stan Lee, you know, people just adore him. And they're
you don't think just there's like, people jumping all over Clooney?
No, I do think there are people jumping all over Clooney. All right, but Stan
Lee's got it's a different kind.
They're more like, you know, Mr. Lee, can I take a picture with you?
You still got to deal with that bullshit every day. Every single day you got to deal with that crap.
Yeah, but I think people are quite a bit more respectful to him and his time.
It doesn't matter how respectful. After a while you say, just get the frick away from me, you moron. You get sick of it.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do. That was the question from your idiot friend over
there. Yeah, but Pagula's not. Pagula's the best choice.
Who?
Pagula. I can go to any other state in the country, and they won't even know who I am.
Well, other than comic book fans, who knows who Stan Lee is?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that know who Stan Lee is.
I've heard of Stan Lee.
I think he could walk through Medina right now and would not.
What's his last name? Stanley what?
Stupid show.
I kind of like the Stanley one.
It's
stupid. Not terrible.
Clooney like stupid. It. Now who's stupid over there?
Wait, Clooney's not stupid.
Let's wait until see what stupid stub takes.
No, yeah, I did. I said a musician. I don't know who.
Yeah,
you got to pick someone. How can it be? I don't know who. We all had a couple of names.
What did I get, Roach? You got to name a name. Yeah, it can't be saying. Johnny Blowhard.
Well, I'm trying to think of one that's lived a long life. Like, no. He picked Stan
he didn't
Lee.
Want it, no, but to be he didn't pick Johnny Blowhard. He wanted a musician like Johnny Rockhard. That's it. That's who he wanted to be.
Again, another adult porn star we're talking about
He's
here.
He's got to name a name, Roach. You made me name a
name. Name
a
name.
All right, let me think.
How
thinking.
About Malcolm, what's his name? Malcolm Young. There you go.
They're weird. Those, how about the Youngs are weird.
They're billionaire weird.
Well, I know, but. I don't want to be I'm doing it that Kenny long, G. too. I want to be...
Malcolm Young died, too, by the
Maybe
way.
Maybe I Kenny do... G. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Kenny Angus G. Is, Angus is young. Malcolm was actually kind of decent. Angus is weird.
Why is he weird?
Because he's weird. He kicked out... He's just weird.
Who'd he kick out?
What's his name there? Brian Johnson? Yeah.
Because he couldn't hear.
Yeah, but it was a temporary medical condition. It wasn't like he was...
Oh, and he's out
for
forever
life.
Now?
Well, they booted him out and brought in.
Oh, look, they're
what?
Done.
I don't know. Who's that?
Done. Done. Anyway, who
who's
you
the
picking?
Guy from Van Halen? That'd be a good life.
Eddie Van Halen?
No. The one they kicked. The one they kicked out. The one they kicked out.
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. There.
David Lee Roth's back with him now, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the rock He'll and roll podcast we've got going on here.
The vague rock and roll podcast.
So what's your name?
All right. How about maybe I'll be Jimmy Page? There you go. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin. All right,
so I just waited for him to say the name so I could say, stupid, you can't go anywhere without somebody being on you.
I wouldn't know who Jimmy Page is.
I
know who he is, but I wouldn't recognize him.
I don't think I could point out Jimmy Page.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to point him out.
All right, so there.
Well, these two idiots can.
Well, look at you said about Stan Lee walking down Medina.
The guy's never told me his last name. If you told me his last name, then I know. All
right, I got a speed round for you guys. And since you always hate these, I'm going to give you a choice. All right? They're both stupid.
I like the speed rounds. I
rest my case.
Right there. Like right there. Speed rounds, though. Right there is the reason why speed rounds are stupid, because he likes them.
I win them all the time.
Roach wins them.
All right, I got to go.
I didn't know you could win
them. It's a contest.
I win them.
Let's give him the victory. I need an A. You got to tell me A or B. And that's going to tell me which one I'm picking. I think they're both so great and stupid.
Oh, so we don't get to know what they
are? No, because I got to save the other one for another stupid time.
Yeah, let's go with A.
B.
Jesus.
There you go. Jesus. How do you like that? That was a stupid choice.
All right. I'll change my answer to B.
Perfect.
Make it
that
so
was one
weird.
I was going
to
give you. This is the dumber one. This one's coming from Reddit.
Okay.
You got to give me a number.
All right.
Give you a number.
Do we have a Reddit username so we can credit them?
No, I should have written that down.
We have to pick a number now, too? This is starting.
No. This is the answer is going to be a number. You ready? Mm-hmm. How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
Oh, my God. Are you freaking serious? This is the goose one again.
What if it's a chicken the size of a horse?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're back to that.
Again, I could kick that chicken's ass.
How many chickens would it take
to kill an elephant?
Are you sure you wanted to switch to B? Can we go back to A?
Wow.
How do you even answer that? I mean, who would listen to that?
I'm turning this episode off right now.
I'm saying 10,000.
10,000.
Yeah.
This is like guessing how many gumballs are in this big jar.
It would have to be a lot.
10,000 is a lot of chicken.
I mean,
they could smother it to death.
There you go. I win. It's dead.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're just going to peck it. I think.
What are you
going to
do? Pick 500 and then what? You might be wrong.
What's the incentive for the chickens to go after
this
elephant?
The elephant's a real tool.
Is there like bird seed all over the elephant?
No, he's just kind of a jerk, arrogant.
They can always roosters.
So you're saying the elephant has Jeff's personality?
Yeah. So Jeff's person from history is an elephant. And he's wronged a bunch of chickens.
Are these roosters?
They can't even fly.
Yeah, but roosters are kind of nasty. They are nasty.
There, here we go with this rooster.
Roosters
scared
are
again.
Nasty.
I kick a rooster.
What are they
going
to do? Peck its feet?
They would have to pack it. Well, there's 10,000 of them.
Well, they can't not even packing them. You can only get maybe 50 around one leg.
They could jump up on top of the.
Oh, they elephant. Do fly a little bit.
Yeah, they jump on top of it and just start pecking at it.
Yeah, so I would think 1,000 would cover it, but you're going to need multiple waves because he could kill them. Well, so that's where I came up with 10,000.
He's going to...
Or elephant. You need a really good chicken general.
I don't even think a chicken could peck an elephant enough to hurt it.
Well, he could poke his eyes out.
Yeah, that skin
so
is...
the elephant can't see. It still walks around with its big trunk and stuff.
It can't see where to eat.
He can smell.
So
he
now the chicken.
Maybe they poke his nose out.
The chickens
are. You see
really...
how big his nose is?
I love how Jeff always says that these topics are stupid and then just gets so passionate about them.
This should be a movie. This should be one of those.
Braveheart?
Godzilla versus.
10,000 chickens.
Yeah. Maybe we. So could, what maybe number Stan Lee picking? Would come up with a movie for this.
No, he's too smart for that.
So Roach's number is 10,000 chickens. I
it's
don't even
not
know.
Take 10,000 chickens. This is. I mean, this can't be more stupid. This question.
I'm saying it takes more than 10,000.
What do people on Reddit say? What are they saying?
I should have written that down too, shouldn't I?
This show.
They
sucks.
Said 10,000. I looked.
They
it
can vote online. They can listen. Send us. I'm going to post this as a question in the Twitter feed. You tell us. How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
Well, what we have already got one question on there. What we had 12 answers.
We had 22 on our first post.
22 replies.
22.
Oh, that's awesome.
And somebody said something like, "This is a good question."
Yeah. I need all of you guys. I need all of you guys to give me a number. I'm going to put
who
it
said
in.
That?
That was Megan.
Oh, they said that's a good question.
No, it wasn't me. It was somebody else.
It was someone we don't know.
No bullshit. It was.
What's their Twitter name?
I'll pull it up. But here's what I need. Well, I'm pulling that up. I need each of you guys to give me a number. I'm going to put it in a Twitter poll, and then you guys out there listening, you go ahead and vote and tell us who you think is right.
I mean, I think Roach's number is probably more accurate. I think the
Roach went
shot.
10,000.
How many
would
he hear that? He said I was right.
10,000 is.
I'm going with 20.
20,000.
20,000.
No, Ryan, what's your number?
Well, does anybody want to hear my reason?
I guess. You're going to tell us what's going on.
We have time for that. We almost
out of time. Give us your reason.
20,000. You need 20,000 because you're going to have to try to smother that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I agree. The dead ones will pile up.
You got to pile
up. You got another
up.
Wave coming in. 1,000 a wave. 10 waves. It'll
me and Roach aren't far off on
you
our thought
two
process.
Are both stupid.
Because you could be stupid about how many chickens kills an elephant question.
I think it takes at least 1,000,000 chickens.
You
a million chickens.
I'd what if you found
you
one
heard
diseased
here first.
Chicken?
I'm going to say right now
it's zombie chickens.
100 chickens.
100?
100.
This isn't Price is Right rules.
Look, I know the roosters. I've seen roosters in action.
I'm telling you right now.
100 of those bad boys are getting that elephant. That
$1, Bob.
That elephant's stopping two at a time to death.
That elephant's having a chicken barbecue.
Vicious, these are vicious animals. They're going after it. They're
what
flying
if,
on top.
What if you got a diseased chicken? You got one diseased chicken that could get one peck in.
That's one good peck, and
so
they
I'm gonna,
open up a
I'm
going to
say
and...
500 with one diseased one.
No.
Now he's changed.
He's changed.
So we go...
500 ain't killing
how many
it.
Can we put on this Twitter poll?
I think an elephant could
a few.
Could slap away at least 100 chickens with his...
How
trunk
did,
at once.
It's got to see them. Maybe they sneak behind it and jump on its
oh, yeah,
back.
They're doing military maneuvers.
Yeah. Chickens are so quiet when they come up behind you.
I think you'd have to put the elephant in a Thunderdome-type structure with at least 1,000,000 chickens.
How many did I say? 100?
You said 100.
I'm going with 100 freaking chickens.
I was
going
to let you backpedal on that
no,
and really adjust.
No,
I'm going with 20,000.
Come on, people.
It.
All right, we got 10,000 from Roach, 20,000 from Jeff,
stupid.
1,000,000 from Ryan,
my Lord. That's
and then
100 idiotic.
From Stuff.
So,
folks, I hate to say I don't think there's a right answer in the room.
No,
I disagree.
Wait,
me and Jeff are closest.
There's going
to
be some scientist. Some animal that's
listening to the Four Fat Guys show and he's going to come up answer on
and
this.
And he's going to answer and say,
listen,
yeah,
if you are
right on.
If you're some professor at Stanford or Yale, give us a call. You can be a guest on the show. You can tell us the math behind how many chickens it takes to kill an elephant.
The shows are out now, and I've heard a lot of people say we need a guest. How are we putting a guest in this? We don't even have room in this place for a guest. We don't have an extra microphone. We suck.
Well, to be fair, we had four-fifths of the microphones we needed for about six shows.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Just so you know, I've said we sucked right from the beginning.
We had Carter sit back here without a mic, and he spoke. We had him speak. You can't hear it at all.
No, without the mic, you can't hear Josh.
And he's grateful that no one will ever know that he was part of this.
Well, I just said it. My son Carter was on the podcast. Well, all right, what else?
There's
you
a lifetime
got
of embarrassment.
We got a flash round or anything?
What's a flash round?
I thought we were going to ask
speed
about
round. Speed round.
I thought that was a speed round.
What were we going to do?
That was just a dumb round.
I thought we were going to find out how many on our poll there, our question poll, who answered.
Oh, that was Sarah. Sarah said that was a good question. And also
Sarah.
Brian said it was a real tough one.
Good job, Brian. I have
no idea.
It's
a follower.
It's probably your sister in Belgium.
No, it's not my sister.
Whatever. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah and Brian, for talking about the poll.
I don't know any Bryans.
They both suck.
Wow. Our two listeners.
That's not true. We love you.
These views are not representative of Four Fat Guys Incorporated.
He's an idiot.
That's why he's grumpy old man.
Got shot down.
He doesn't like us.
What? So they just said they were good questions.
Yeah, they liked the question. They voted. We had 23 people vote.
What was I don't even know what the question was. Well, who won?
Jurassic Park is losing.
No, yeah, Walking Dead, 57% of people said they'd have a better chance of surviving in The Walking Dead.
They're all nuts.
Jurassic Park.
See, you agree with me. The listeners are idiots.
Well, I don't know if it was Sarah and Brian, but the other ones are idiots.
Our listeners are smart enough to agree with me, and that's all that I care about. Millennials.
No, only 57% agreed with you. 43% of our listeners are halfway.
That's what,
smart.
Six?
All right, guys, I got one speed round here. Really quick, we'll go around. I just need a quick one answer or the other.
Why, we
we'll
got time to kill? We're trying to just kill time?
No, we're just going to, you know, we always
like
go out
the
on speed
the
speed
round.
I don't like the speed round. I don't like them.
Well, who cares?
All right, I'm going to give you guys a choice. Do you want
Roach
food?
Wins the speed round.
I know.
How's he winning?
I don't know. I didn't realize this was a competition.
Do you want food or nonsense?
Food.
Yeah, food.
It doesn't matter because I'm sure the food will be nonsense too.
My choice would have been nonsense, but we'll
go
with food.
We'll
go
food. All right.
The poop one we did too. I got
They didn't like it?
No, they laughed. They thought that was funny that we were talking about poop.
I did not.
Why were we talking about poop?
They laughed that Ryan was talking about throwing up because of the poop,
having to eat a bowl of your own. All right. So here's the speed round because you guys chose food. What's the right way to...
Are we pretending that...
We're pretending that nothing just happened here.
For some reason, GarageBand stopped recording. Whatever. Anyway.
Our producer's trying to look professional, but it's not working.
You know, you just got to drag it down.
You know what? Under the Nest Cam now.
Do you want...
You know what I think?
I was under the Nest Cam.
First, honestly, I think we shouldn't try to hide that we suck.
Yeah, we shouldn't hide it.
All right, we suck. Anyway, what's...
Our producer doesn't like that.
What's the right way to buy peanut butter? What's the right way to buy peanut butter? Do you get creamy or crunchy?
Oh, that's easy.
That's
creamy.
Creamy.
It's 100% creamy in the biggest jar you can find.
Creamy.
All right, that was great.
I mean, I like crunchy as a change-up.
Good show, everybody.
Crunchy
sucks. Do you disagree to that?
Yes! I buy crunchy peanut butter every single time.
Is the toilet paper one been out yet, too?
No, not yet.
Because I've had a lot of feedback from that. People, it's not one we've done yet, but I put it out there, and I got to say, my whole family said, you just ball it up.
What?
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
And I said, you guys are disgusting. I don't even know.
I don't understand how they ball. I was looking at it in the toilet, and
yeah,
I was
ball
like,
it up.
How
would
they
ball?
You can't, hold on. So you're telling me I give you a roll of toilet paper and tell you to make a ball, and you're like, I don't even understand the physics of it. How do you, what kind of origami BS are you trying to make me do here?
Well, what is it, like a snowball? Or
a snowball. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you,
Roach. You take a roll of toilet paper, right? You take a few sheets off.
Bunch it off.
And then you bunch it up.
Oh,
that's not ball it up. That's bunch it up.
Well, it's a ball.
Still wrong. Fold is the way to go.
Fold is the way to go.
Roach made his into a swan.
I like, how is he making this into a ball? Like, and why?
You get more crevices.
No,
that's why.
No,
you get more,
no,
there's
no.
ripping power.
Room for it to slip out the sides or something.
Yeah, I guess if you're four, if you know what you're doing.
We've already had this debate. Josh is wrong.
I just, okay. Folks.
Yeah, well,
did you try the other way at least?
Because my family's wrong, too. They all agree.
I have folded in the past. You didn't like the fold? You don't get the grabbing power. That's all I'm going to say.
You don't get the grabbing power. You know, this is gross to even talk
about. Well, I wasn't going to. I wanted to talk about peanut butter, and you guys all flew through.
What do you got, a bunch of nuggets in there that you're grabbing out?
You know why? He's got a bunch of peanuts in his poop.
Yeah, because he wants crunchy peanut butter.
Everybody, I'm sorry. Thanks for sticking with us. We really appreciate it.
Are we done?
We're done.
All right, bye.
See you.
Have a good one.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on. And you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.